Now we're in National Biodiversity Week and a new programme has been announced, details of it being further announced, of the reintroduction of ospreys to the country, including to here in Kerry. We'll see how that one goes. I spoke to the Minister for Heritage, Malcolm Noonan, about that and also about the controversial re-wetting proposals, the controversial EU Nature Restoration Law, which is still being negotiated in Brussels. And I put it to him first about the pushback from farming organisations, rural TDs, and most recently, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who said in the Dáil there were elements of the plan that caused him concern. I asked him if this had been a setback for green policies within the government when the Taoiseach, his own coalition partner, is querying what's trying to be done and what's trying to be developed in terms of protecting nature.
Well, first of all, it's important in this Biodiversity Week, as there's a focus on nature and a very important report that was published earlier this week about the decline in mammal species. We know that we're in a deep crisis with nature, both in Ireland and globally, and that we have to address the causes of it, the drivers of biodiversity loss. So in that regard, I think the Nature Restoration Regulation has potential to really transform right across, not just because I think the focus of discussion has been around agriculture, but it's also going to impact on the built environment. It's going to impact on our rivers, on our pollinators, butterfly species, all of the various elements that make up our natural ecosystems in Ireland. And I think it's important that these conversations are taking place in the realm of the important negotiations that are ongoing in Europe and that Ireland is playing a very active part in. So I noted the Taoiseach concerns, and I'm of the view that I think we...
Is he out of step with the Green Party, for example, on your wishes on the issue?
Not at all, no. I mean, that this is the normal cut and thrust of it in government, that we have these discussions collaboratively, and I'm working across government with my government colleagues, with Minister McConnell, Minister Ryan and others, and we're keeping our ministers and right across government informed of the progress to date. So there has been significant progress from when the first iteration of the Nature Restoration Regulation came out. And normally there's going to be a starting point and a point at which it becomes a different, or it changes over time as negotiations are ongoing. So the Swedish presidency has been very effective. They have proposed a number of changes that are around looking at moving out the targets slightly from the 2030, 2040 and 2050 targets, to which Ireland can support. And so, as I said, there's quite a distance to go yet, and we will continue to be really proactive in the negotiations and in those talks. And but I absolutely accept that the farm organisations and the farming community, anytime there's a change proposed in any regard to the use of their land, they're going to be concerned. So it's important we keep a good information flow across that they're understanding.
How good has that been, information flow? Because I know that you're saying now, and others have been saying in the last few days, that look, this is going to be all taken care of, including the Minister for Agriculture saying this is going to be all taken care of for 2030 and 2040 perhaps even, by state-owned lands, and only a small amount of private farmland will be required, or bogland will be required to be re-wetted. Is that the case? Because what's being presented in opposition to this is something totally different. 300,000 hectares of peatland and bogland privately owned that will have to be given over to nature.
No, and that's not... Those figures are wildly inaccurate. And I would say that what we're talking about here in terms of the figures, the overarching figure is over 116,000 hectares of rewetting required by 2050. Now, the Swedish presidency has negotiated possible reduction of those targets down to 83,000, and of that we look at about 77,000 of peatland extraction sites. That leaves about 38,900 hectares, and the Commission has also proposed 25,000 hectares of other sites, and this could be forestry on peatland. So we're looking at, in terms of possible private land, maybe just under 14,000 hectares. That's the figure we assume it to be. And in that, and I was very clear in saying this at the IFA meeting in Tullamore recently, that the vast majority towards 2030 and towards 2040 will be and can be met and can be achieved using state land, public land.
So are the likes of Michael Fitzmaurice and Michael Hillary and co, who are saying they'll fight this tooth and nail, this is the Greens again, not understanding rural Ireland, are they being alarmist in what they're suggesting?
I would say that certainly they need to look at the figures. And if we look at the vote on the Agricultural Committee this week, Flanagan voted in favour of the NRL. So he's supportive of it, and he comes from a very rural constituency where there is a lot of peat soils that need to be rewetted. So I do think that we need to be mindful and be responsible in terms of the figures that are being put out. And what we have consistently said is that the vast majority, Mr. McConlogue has said this too, the vast majority can be met on public lands. And thereafter, we will be looking at voluntary schemes for landowners. So we've got a lot of really successful projects across the country, such as Wild Atlantic Nature up in the northwest, which is rehabilitating and restoring upland blanket bog. And landowners this week received their checks for the work that they've been doing, up to €10,000. So there's really good payments there. Mm. And it's that type of... And I've been on record then, added to that, as saying that we do need a strategic fund for nature, and I think that's something to give long-term certainty to farmers.
And will that assuage the fears that the whatever farming is being done, whatever productivity is coming off that land at the moment, that will be replaced for farmers if they voluntarily sign up to these schemes?
Well, I mean, there are many different ways of signing up to schemes. To be participating in a scheme, I think, is something that they could see as working. You know, farming practices can still continue on re-wetted soils depending on the conditions. I think there was a very good article in the Farmers Journal last week, I think it was Pat O'Toole, who looked at the need for demonstration farms and demonstration land. So we think that's a really good idea. We need to be able to monitor and assess the impacts on adjoining lands, the impacts of re-wetting in different circumstances. And just to add as well, this is important, is that rewetting is only proposed as one of a suite of tools of restoration on agricultural lands.
Yeah.
So there's
it's the one that's grabbing the headlines, but there's more that will happen.
Not surprising. Absolutely, yeah.
Minister, can I ask you just on that, and you mentioned National Biodiversity Week and that report that came out, that speaking of alarming, that alarming report about the decline in our species, how do you connect the dots for people in terms of their own lives with regards to those international reports and the need to change the way we do things? Is that working or being done, or is it getting lost in terms of that's another global report telling us more bad news? Sure, what can we do about it?
That's a really good question. And, you know, certainly what we've seen over the past number of years has been a transformation in our thinking about nature. And we see, you know, the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, for instance, has really sparked people's imagination. I see the Manager for Wildlife Science all around County Kerry, when I was there last week, and it's brilliant to see it. But it's only a small part of the picture, because the drivers of biodiversity loss, we know, are around habitat loss, around over-exploitation, and around other issues around consumption of goods and materials that are reliant on nature. So there's, I think, making that connection and ensuring that everybody plays their part is something that we all have a role as policymakers to address. So we will be finalising the next National Biodiversity Action Plan in the next few weeks, and that is going to have a range of actions right across society, right across government, to help people make that change. And with the Heritage Council earlier this year, we began the process of rolling out biodiversity officers in every local authority in Ireland, and that's going to be a critical part of the infrastructure in advocating for that behavioural change. So it's a huge piece of collective work that we have to do. I was attending an event today with Dr. Una Fitzpatrick of the National Biodiversity Data Centre, who was one of the co-authors of the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, and, you know, she was very clear that that we need to, it's a whole of society approach, and I think it's important in the focus of this week, of Biodiversity Week, that we are mindful that everybody has a part to play here.
Okay. Minister, can I ask you, one of the projects that's been announced and talked about this week is the return of the osprey to Ireland, extinct for 150 years. The National Parks and Wildlife Service moving forward with a plan to bring them back. Will any be brought back to Kerry?
We hope so. People might be aware, if they visit Killarney National Park, there is a stray osprey hanging around Loch Lean there, and he's been there for quite a while. But this project is replicating or looking towards the success that we've had to date with the white-tailed seagull reintroduction program that has been ongoing now for over 10 years. Eamon Meskell, people again will be familiar with Eamon down in the National Park in Killarney, has been heading that project and is leading this one as well. And it's very exciting, and it's really capturing the public's imagination, because the osprey is a beautiful, beautiful bird. As I said, they haven't bred in Ireland for 150 years. We're partnering in with colleagues in Norway again to bring chicks from nests in Norway down to Farn 4, and then they'll be brought out to release sites where nests are prepared for them. So that it's a hugely exciting project, and I do hope it's going to be successful.
Just final question for you, Minister. Electorally, for the Green Party, you're in a coalition government. There's obviously give and take, as you mentioned, in relation to that. There's strong criticism coming from the likes of Michael Ring of Green Party policies. Are you getting blamed for everything that's going wrong, or things that are changing? And are you concerned about that impact on you electorally? We saw the Northern Ireland Green Party leader, Mal O'Hara, lost his seat in Belfast City Council. Would you be concerned ahead of the local elections next year?
Well, it's interesting, because what's happening is not necessarily the green agenda. It's the agenda now, and I think it's important to note that we all...
That is a fair point, Minister, but what it's being presented at sometimes within people within the coalition is that this is all the Greens' fault, or the Green Party's move, or your ideas that are causing issues and causing trouble.
Some of the stuff is challenging, but some of the stuff is hugely positive and impacting positively on people's lives. If you look at the increases in rural public transport, the walking and cycling ambition in our towns and cities, the amount of solar rooftop that we're seeing all over the country now, these are all results of Green Party policies within government, and obviously with our government partners. So we are of the, and restoring nature is part of that, and I think that's the important thing that we're going to, this is going to make for a better outcomes for all of us in terms of water quality, flood attenuation, our collective well-being, and being more resilient to climate change. So rather than say it's the Greens' fault, I would say it's the Greens leading an agenda that really should have been led 20, 30 years ago. It wasn't, but it's happening now, and it's happening at pace. If it impacts on us actually, that's something we have to live with. And I do think that Val's loss in his seat, he still increased his first preference vote, but it's a very polarised election system up there now, in the absence of the institutions. So we're looking forward to the locals. We'll have candidates running all over the country, including fantastic candidates in Kerry, and we will have be running more candidates than ever, and we hope to make significant electoral gains in councils across the country, because that's where we make a real impact, is at local authority level.
Okay, Minister Malcolm Noonan, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Great to talk to you, Gerry.